can be a bastard in the natural and in the spirit. God is talking about the spirit. He said first natural, then spirit. God wants you to get in the spirit now. So you can have a right to the tree of life. God said you will be without excuse. It's time to feed ourselves in the spirit realm. He said, flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Your beauty can't get you in. Your money, your silver and gold can't get you in. Your fine cars can't get you in the kingdom. But the Spirit of God, even as Romans said, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies, and you shall be caught up. Mortal, this is mortality, and you shall be changed into immortality as the angels. But the Holy Ghost has got to dwell on the inside. He said, them that don't have the Spirit of God, he said, they are none of his. I believe that's Romans 8, chapter verse 9. Verse 9, the Spirit of God, he says, he sent the Spirit of God as the comforter to lead us and to guide us. What? Into all that is true. Because we walked in our way for so long. God sent the comforter. He came down that he may lead us. Coming into the doors every Sabbath, apprehending a comfortable seat, or even singing in the choir, such beautiful voices won't get you into the kingdom of God alone. For those are parts of the work and the work towards the deliverance of the people. But God says obedience is better than any of my sacrifices. 99 and a half won't do. Will I fear God or will I fear man? Because I love him, God said, if you say you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. Amen. John 14 and 15. He said, if you say you love me, you do what I have commanded you to do. You keep my commandments. Why? Because my people serve me so much with their lips, and their hearts are so far from me. Amen. But God, being the one that tries the reins of every man's heart, God knows everything, and enough love within God to chastise us, to rebuke us, that we may have another chance to get it right. As long as we have breath in our body, we have a chance to make it, to get it right. Remember Psalms, the 30th chapter. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, it'll come when the time is for it to come. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, Jesus.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today and were truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, until we meet again, this same time next week. No.
Charles, 100.1.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our elder with an anointing sermon already in progress.
When I think how much better I'm going to be when this is over.
Unto the founder and overseer, his wife, and first lady of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, and pastor of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, Leesville, Pastor Annie Marbury. Hallelujah. We give honor unto the, amen, the elders, amen. Bless you. Bless you, Jesus. Amen. Elder Moses, we give the Lord a praise for him. Our associate pastor, amen. Minister Morgan, God bless you. Minister Ward, God bless you, sir. And everyone, amen, in their respective places, the prophetess. Prophets, God bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Bless you, Jesus. Amen. Saints of God, you may, amen, have your seat as you continue to worship at this time. Amen. The Lord moves through the music as well. Amen. I believe somewhere in the book of Ephesians, amen. Amen. The Bible begins to tell you, amen, to worship on your own while you're by yourself. Amen. To give him praise and sing songs and hymns unto yourself as you praise and magnify God. Because you are the one who's got to make it to heaven. Bless you, Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Amen. I believe in miracles. I believe in the prayers of the righteous man that they availeth much. Availeth means that they help out a lot. I prayed for you, and yes, pray for me. Because he said that the prayers of the righteous, yes, they help me and they help you. We're both helpers one towards another. Come on, pray for one another. Yes, Jesus. And everyone needs God. The Holy Ghost on the inside. See, the Holy Ghost dwelled on the outside surroundings of man in the old. But he said that he's going to come down and die and go back up. Amen. And if he doesn't go back up, the Savior, amen, the promise cannot come. And that promise is the Holy Ghost. That's how we're going to begin to worship. That's how we're going to magnify him all by ourselves. That's how we're going to recognize that throughout and through any situation, God is able. God will provide. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. He provides for me. He takes care of me. God bless you. Yes, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to come from a scripture, amen, the book of Acts. Yes, Lord. Somebody say hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. We give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we bless your name. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship that way. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes.
name is Jesus. Amen. The book of Acts, the second chapter. Yes, Jesus. Oh, bless you. When you have it, say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Second chapter in the 37th verse. Bless you. Acts 2nd chapter 2 and 37. Said, now when they heard this, this is when Jesus was crucified. He was already nailed to the cross. And the Roman soldiers, these were the ones that crucified him. And then even the church voted against that this man, and not only man, but man of God, the God of the heavens and of the Creator, said, crucify him. He said, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do? Now we know that this was the Savior. We killed him. What shall we do? The man of God said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and unto your children and unto all that are afar off, for this whole entire world, even as many as are, as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. That untoward means wicked. There's wickedness in this world. In this world that you live in. God said, yeah, you're living in this world, but you're not of it. I created the heavens and the earth. I created you for my purpose. And you will abide according to that purpose. Then they that gladly received the word, his word, were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. God is still drawing people unto him. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. God gave our founder, amen, a vision. Amen. Even when he was in a garage, he was in his garage at his home. God, amen, gave him a visitation. The Almighty God came unto him and told him he was going to pastor. He was going to preach. Oh, he was going to lead God's people. And I believe God was saying, whether you like it or not, we thank God for our bishop. Let's give the bishop another hand of praise. Now, he's our founder and overseer. Now, I tell you, give him a hand clap of praise, because if it had not been for him obeying the voice of God, God could have used someone else. But he obeyed God and his wife, not only called but chosen as well. First mother, first national church mother, then added unto the calling, pastor of God's church. I said, for them that are for me, they're not against me. In me, there's no male nor female that's in me. Them that abide according to my word, that's my brother and my sister. That's the one that I choose. That's the one I say go when they go. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. The Bible says, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come before you, God. We bless your name, Jesus. We give you thanks and we give you glory and praise, God, for what you've already done. You said, speak those things that are not as though they already were. I already see it. I already see the blessing. I already see the miracle. I see the signs. You said, greater work shall I do. I see the miracle. I see the sign. Hallelujah. I will receive my blessing. I see the sign. The sick shall recover. The blind, they will see. The lame, they will walk. The dumb, they already begun to talk. Hallelujah. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is in this place. God will provide. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. I will bless the name of the Lord. Yes, God. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you. God has got a word for you tonight. It is the Sabbath of the Lord, my God. I say my God because Paul said, I thank my God. Paul took it personal. You ought to take it personal. Bless you. I'm a dreamer, saints. God comes to me in dreams. I will dream behind the steering wheel. God, I thank you for your mercy. But God does things that looks crazy to man. And man may call it the foolish. He may call it foolish. But he said he take those things that you think and call foolish and crazy. He take it to that very same thing that he did to confound you. To show you, and I'm talking about the wise man. Yes, it's great to become wise. He called us and chose us for that purpose, to become wise. But God is talking about those who already know. He said, I didn't come for them that already know. But them who choose to walk in me, choose to know, choose to ask, and choose to believe that when you ask, you're going to receive. That's what I'm here for. Yes, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord gave me a dream. Amen. And I was in front of this house. Bless you, Jesus. I was standing in front of the house. I was standing there, and it was nighttime, and there was a long car that backed up out of the yard, back into the road. And there were two other cars coming. They were long cars. They were dark colored cars. You know, they were like a brown, they were like black cars, a blue car, a brown car. And they were real long. And one car backed out. And I watched the car back up, and he almost backed into two other cars and caused those cars to swerve on the side and come back on the road, which could have caused an accident. And lo and behold, as I kept watching, there were two witches that were on a bicycle. They were on two bicycles, two witches, riding past after the car backed out and went on about its way and almost knocked the other cars off of the road. The cars were going this way. The witches were coming this way. They were going in the opposite direction. Hear this. First, they were going in the opposite direction. And when those witches, they saw the vehicles, they almost got into an accident. Those witches turned around in the middle of the road. Didn't abide by any rules and regulations. Just made a U-turn in the road. That's what they do. That's what Satan does. He breaks God's laws. They turned around in the middle. Of course, they were in black. But they can try to fool you and come in white. That's why you've got to know your God. Which there's only one God, one Savior, and one way to baptize. That's in Jesus' name. 1 Peter 3:21 says, yeah, therefore, baptism doeth also now save us. It ain't going to put away the filth of the flesh because we're walking in this flesh. We fall in the dirt. We're going to get dirty. We make sin, but we've got a chance to repent. He said, yeah, it ain't going to change the way this flesh is. It's going to still get dirty. But as a good conscience towards God by the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 3:21 says that. And as the witches turned around, ye turned the middle of the road. We began to sing a song earlier during the service. That's why God's people are led by the Spirit. And as they turned around in the middle of the road, I came out, I stepped a little further, and I said, Satan, I rebuke you. And they stopped. They came to a complete halt. And forgot about the cause and came to me because I said, Satan, first of all, you recognize that, yes, there is a devil. And guess what, Satan? I recognize you. Thinking witches stopped and got off their bicycle. First of all, they're on the bicycle surrounding the children of God who are blessed, who have the vehicles. And don't worry about it if you ain't got no car yet. Keep serving God. Watch God bless you. God is the giver of all things. God said, I'm the one who gives the promotion. Don't look for nobody from the west, nor the east, nor the south, because I am the judge. I set up another. I put down another. I am God. God said that. And besides me, Isaiah said, there is none other. You know, the scriptures Paul began to tell, amen, it was a man of God, amen, that he just gave a friendly and a sonship reminder, letting him know that, well, this first came from your grandmother. Then from your grandmother went to your mother, and then it came unto you. He told him to recognize what you came from, who you received the teachings from. God said, give honor to whom honor is due, because if it had not been for the teachings, we would not have known what we know right now. The teachings is what did it. God said, I want to get this down in your spirit. And once something, when you stir something, it starts off slow. You're stirring it to make it fine, to get all the bumps and the bruises out of it. Get all the under the stuff that's not good, the stuff that is slowing and holding you down. God just begins to stir, because I am the potter and you are the clay. You are inside this bowl. And in this cup is the New Testament that's going to be in my blood. We'll hear more of that around Passover time, because God, he's first partaker. Before you done it, God's already encountered it. So he left you a Bible. The Bible says in the book of Romans, and I'm going to get to this. The Bible says in the book of Romans, I believe around the fifth chapter, it talks about aforetime, or in other words, before time. How there were things written before time. The things that were written aforetime or before time were written for our learning, that through patience and comfort, amen, we will be able to have another chance. We'll be able to make it. The Bible says patience and comfort of the scriptures. He said, we might have some hope. And Paul said, we plow in hope. There's hope here in this world, this Bible. Our fellow brethren, we encourage one another. And as I saw the witches come, they stopped immediately and began to say things to me. I couldn't really hear what she was saying. Witches. And the witches, they became so furious with me. They began to get off the bike and they began to pick up rocks and cast them at me. And I feel things in my dream. I feel it. I felt the rocks scraping me. But he said, after having done all you can, he said, stand. That's all them trials. And the water's going to beat upon this ship vehemently. But guess what? Stand. I'm going to do the rest. They begin to throw rocks at me. Rocks. How dare you begin to throw rocks at me? Wait a minute. God, the last time I heard and saw, God is the one that created the heavens and the earth, and the things that are in the earth. And how dare you pick up something that God created and use it against his own creation? How dare you? How dare you? And that's what Satan does. He comes to a point that he comes inside of the church. Yeah, the building. If he can, he'll get inside of you too. And it's going to take the Almighty God to cast him out. Don't let him get in you. Don't let him lead you. I heard a song that says, if you let him ride, he's going to want to drive. And as they begin to use the vessels that God created against his own creation, I stood up and said again, Satan, I rebuke you. It's the blood that's going to do the work. By the blood of the Lamb, I was saved. I am saved by the blood of the Lamb. I shall be saved only by the blood. And rocks, they can draw blood. And even as God allowed, see, because God, he allowed it. If he didn't allow it, they wouldn't have done it. Remember that. Because back in the Old Testament, yeah, the people were stoned for coming against the commandment of God. And when you come against the commandment of God, you're doing just like Satan. So that's why God in the flesh, when he was Jesus, God walking in the flesh as Jesus, he turned around after Peter said, Lord, come on, Lord, I won't ever. Jesus turned around and said, Satan, get thee behind me. He wasn't calling him Satan, but the spirit that was leading him. Watch who's leading you. And as they began to throw the rocks, and as I said, Satan, I rebuke you. They stopped throwing the rocks. But as I opened mine eyes, the Lord familiarized me with words in the midst of it. And what they had on mini skirts. Cute little mini skirts. Yeah, they had on mini skirts. Let me tell you something. This is how deceitful the devil comes. But God told me in his word that he ain't going to hold you ignorant to Satan's devices. God said that. You read it, study it, get in your spirit. But they had on mini skirts as they were throwing rocks at me. And God gave me a word. Said skimpy. Oh, skimpy skirts. Oh, skimpy looking skirts. And he began to take me to the definition of skimpy. Deficient. Deficient in supply. Deficient being wanting. More at a defect. More at a defect. Well, something wrong and something missing. Well, yeah, wanting. Now, it's both wants. It's wanting as a desirable want and a wanting as something. Hey, look here. There's something that needs to be added here. That's what God is saying. There's more to my spirit. He said skimpy. And a skimpy was deficient, short of supply, meager, scanty, a defect. And defect is an imperfection that impairs. It impairs. And this impair means to make worse. This impair means to make worse. Being less than perfect. After God said, be ye perfect, for I am perfect. For my Father in heaven, which is perfect. Be ye holy, for I am holy. He said, flesh and blood shall not enter into the kingdom of God, but perfect, perfection. Job, my servant, he was a perfect and upright man, one who extolled evil. That means whenever evil came past his way, he turned and walked in the other direction. Or if it had been a point where he had not ran, he stood before the devil and said, devil, you are a liar. It impairs. It's a defect to make situations worse, being less than perfect or less than the whole condition, the whole entire condition. If we're not full of the Holy Ghost, there's something missing. If we're not full of the Word of God, there's something missing. His mercy is yet still there, but it's something that we still gotta get, and God wants to make it worse, impaired. He said, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 2 and 5. The same mind that I have, the same mind that I walk with when I walk this earth, I want you to have that same mind. That's what, so that you can have the right to the tree of life, that you may enter into the gates, into the pearly gates, into the city. Blessed be they that do my commandments, for they will have right to the tree of life. He said, if you're short in something, ask me, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to take care of you. But God's going to be the one to have to do it. The things of this world, it mean us no good. Yes, we're in it, but we have to abide by the commandments. And those commandments are of God. This day, whom shall you choose? Will it be life or will it be death? We already found out what life is. God has already familiarized what things go on in this world. Witches, witchcraft, stiff neck, stubbornness. They said it is as of witchcraft. Help me, Lord. I need you. We don't sing these songs for nothing. I need you. You need me. I prayed for you. Look, I beseech you, please pray for me. We need one another because we are family, believe it or not. You know, it takes someone like me to notice that, whoa, you know, family, it's going to be good times. And it's going to be bad times. It's going to be times when the ship is rolling rough. God even has an example for that. The waves, they're going to beat upon you. It's going to come hard. Stay in the ship. As we stand to our feet, and as we bless the name of the Lord, as we receive the word of God, God wants to save his people. And he doesn't want us to be at one level. He wants us to have more in his spirit. He wants us to become just like our leaders. The ones that teach us. The ones that preach. The ones that lead us. Lead us by the hands. Sometimes the ones that's got to throw us on out. Sometimes difficult things got to happen in order to gain understanding. We got to see some things sometimes. And in that seeing, take it as a lesson. Lessons, they come more than once. There's more than one trial.